It's time again for the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm in a 1950s music mood, and my opener is from the 1955 British film The Dam Busters. Eric Coates March from the Dam Busters, Tony Fenelon and the Wurlitzer that in 1976 resided in the Pulteney Grammar School in Adelaide. That Wurlitzer is well travelled. It was originally in the Regent Theatre Sydney, then it went to the Plaza Melbourne, and its tenure in the Wyatt Hall of the Grammar School was from 1970 to 2004. After that, the trail goes cold. In 1962, GNP Crescendo Records released an LP that proclaimed that it was recorded on two Robert Morton pipe organs of about 2,500 pipes each in the Lauren Whitney studio in Glendale, California. The reality was that it was only one organ played by two artists, Ivan Ditmars and Alex Lasker, but that didn't detract from their talents on Carl Sigman and Robert Maxwell's Ebb Tide. Tide, a hit tune for both Frank Chatfield and his orchestra and Vic Damone in 1953. The previous year, 1952, George Shearing published his iconic piano composition Lullaby of Birdland, which apparently originated as an improvised chorus of Love Me or Leave Me and celebrated the New York jazz club Birdland. It's a popular piece on theatre pipes, but one of the most original arrangements that I have is by the late Arnold Loxham, playing the Compton in the Palace Bingo Hall in Gorleston-on-Sea.
Thank you.
The delightfully light touch of Arnold Bloxham on A Lullaby of Birdland. The 1950s was the heyday of American light music composer Leroy Anderson. A Sandpaper Ballet is one of his lesser-known compositions, but certainly no less melodic than, say, his Blue Tango or Forgotten Dreams. Dudley Savage fairly romps along with this 1975 recording, made on the Compton in the ABC Royal Cinema in Plymouth. I guess I'll have to change my plan. The Jack Buchanan hit from The Bandwagon, played by one of the most charming artists that I've ever met, John Stewart, a true gentleman. Okay, I was cheating slightly there as Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz composed that in 1929, but it came to prominence again in 1953. The organ was the Wurlitzer in the Gomont State Theatre, Kilburn. In 1963, pianist Floyd Kramer had a hit with Java, and the following year so did trumpeter Al Hurt. The song dates from a 1958 New Orleans jazz LP, but at the time, the music made little impact. Chris McPhee taped this track in 1999 on the Wurlitzer hybrid organ in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide. Quick Burst of Java, Chris McPhee and the Capri Hybrid. Listeners may well remember the Righteous Brothers' recording of Unchained Melody from 1965. The song was the theme tune of a 1955 movie, Unchained, and it was written to reflect the mood of prisoners serving their time in jail. One of the best theatre pipe tracks of the song in my library comes from Jonas Norwell and the Wurlitzer in the Berkeley Community Theatre in the Bay Area of San Francisco. Lisbon Antigua, a Portuguese song from 1954, and in 1956, another success for Frank Chaxfield, along with singles by Mitch Miller and Nelson Riddle. That sparkling arrangement came from Bill Vlasic and the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, from a CD released in 1996. We just don't hear that kind of instrumental music anymore, do we? A great loss. It's been a while since I played anything from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, so I close today's Hot Pipes with Ashley Miller and the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, New York. Get me to the church on time. One of my favourite tracks from a 1963 Command LP called Showtime, Get Me to the Church on Time by Ashley Miller. That closes today's Hot Pipes. Thanks for listening today. I'll be back before you know it with more great music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. So, from Steve Ashley, it's bye-bye for now.